Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, how about this offensive juggernaut right now in the NFC? The New Orleans Saints are 12-2. They're the number one seed in the NFC if the season ended today, right? They're better than the Rams. The Rams are 11-3. And the New Orleans Saints, I mean, they got Drew Brees. They got this high-powered offense, Chris, that over the past three games is averaging 16 points.
How does that happen?
I don't know. They went 12-9 last night. Carolina's lost. What has Carolina lost, producer Matt? Six in a row, I think, something like that.
Six, yep.
They haven't won since they've been in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, since
before
they got bombed on a Thursday night.
Yeah. This is a different team, a different New Orleans Saints team in the past couple weeks than people have grown accustomed to. They win last night on an Eli Apple pick, again, 12-9. They barely beat this terrible team. They hang on in that wild fourth quarter to top the Panthers. Is this a team that's due to break out? Is this a team that you want to go down and play right now? The Steelers,
well, they've still got all the weapons on offense,
right?
That
you're right.
Hasn't changed. I mean, they've still got the 1-2 punch in the backfield. They've still got Thomas. Brees is still Brees, who, by the way, Brees was going in on his receivers last night, both on the sideline and on the field, and then postgame even ran down a laundry list of issues with their offense before he ever got to himself. Did all the kind of things that we kill Ben for, so I thought it should be mentioned that Drew Brees does not seem to be all that happy with his offense lately. I have a feeling he, in particular, and Sean Payton, by extension, they want to show that they're still a 45-a-point game offense. And that's what worries me.
You
that they
so?
Can still be that 45-point-a-game offense. Like
and
they were
they're
first
trying
stretch.
To clinch home field in front of their home fans. They want to put on a show. It's holiday time. But you look at Breeze's numbers. So Brees goes earlier in the year against when that big showdown, you remember, against Los Angeles, 45-35. They moved to 7-1, 356 through the air. Then against Philadelphia, defending Super Bowl champions. We all know what Philadelphia is. A little later on, they blast them at home, 48-7. They moved to 9-1, 363, right? And those are the passing yards for Brees.
And in between those two games, they hung 51 on Cincy.
Yes, sir.
On the road.
Then since then, Brees' passing numbers, 171, 127, 201, 203. Kind of pedestrian, or not necessarily these pitch it all over the yard kind of things. And you have Kamara running for 89 yards, 36 yards, 67 yards. This is a team that is now propelled by their defense. Now we swing it to the Steelers' offense. Does turning the football over too much come back to bite him in the backside in this football game? We thought this was going to be the gunslinger 52-49 game when the schedule came out, right?
Right.
This was going to be go down to the bayou on Friday.
Whoever ends up with the ball
last. Get
your
yinzer drunkness on, right? Have a great time. Get your eyes refocused because on Sunday at 4:25, you're going to have to get in there because your neck is going to be going bang, 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 back and forth, 52-49.
Like
are we looking at a 13-10 football game here?
I don't think. I look at Brees and the fact that he has, you know, make of this what you will, but I think there's hidden vigorish there. The fact that the guy has not played that well the last few weeks, they've still won games, but they've been close. They, you know, lost one they feel like they shouldn't have lost probably against Dallas.
And the Superdome is different.
It just, you know, they've got, as you
pointed
out,
they've been on the road three times in a row.
Number one seed on the line. I think they're primed for a bounce back.
Yeah, they had the Cowboys. That's a turf stadium as well, obviously. That's indoors, but that's a road game.
Right.
But that's what I'm looking at here, is that these things are happening outside on the road. But the Steelers, you know, the Steelers should be able to keep up. And I think
does it come down to Ben turning
but
the football
that's what
over?
Well,
I think it comes down to
Brees
turning the football because he's done that more the last few weeks. When you look at these losses, he's not throwing the ball as much to his guys in the end zone as he is the other team.
Yes.
And that's when the Steelers struggled, the three-game losing streak. Exactly. It's going to come down to, you know, it should have come down. Well, no, it did come down to quarterback versus quarterback against New England.
Yes, it did. It came down to Tom Brady making a terrible
throw. Exactly.
Yeah.
And Ben didn't have a phenomenal day, but he. ultimately, when it came down to it, played better than Tom Brady. And that's what it comes down
to.
Ben
threw
New
more
Orleans.
Picks, like I said yesterday. Ben threw more picks. Brady made the one, threw the one that was terrible. Jim, what were you saying about Breeze, though, on his home field, do you think?
No, I just think everything is shaping up for it to be a high-scoring game. I'm looking at the over-under they've got. It's pretty...
Oh, but he doesn't bet.
No. No, I don't. I mean,
he really doesn't want to go to the casino tonight.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
No, I'm just looking to see
looking
where they set it.
On the, you are such a liar with this betting stuff.
Liabetic.
You are. It's incredible.
Well, you can watch me in action tonight and see if I... Well,
I'm calling,
but he doesn't want to go to the casino.
Get that
tonight.
Andre Barnaby on the phone and see if he can extend Jim
Andre
a big
Barnaby.
Line. Yes, we just talked to him the other day. He runs the
I
book
thought
down
last
there.
Name was something different.
No,
no.
See if he can tell him we got a big heavy hitter coming in.
I actually
in
might
old
start
movies.
Gambling.
One of those whales, right? We got a big heavy hitter coming in. See if he can get a line of credit because Jim is laying it
you're
down.
You're dropping 11 grand on the Saints one of those, this weekend, are you?
Are they running futures on UNH hockey? Because we want it.
They're going to comp me like a Diet Pepsi.
Yes.
I think they do, don't they?
Everything you want. They might fly you down there. You might not even have to drive tonight.
Drive
you might
to
get
the
a
chopper.
He's going
to
chopper in with AB.
The chopper. Hey, it's a chopper.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but, okay.
No, but I don't bet.
I don't.
I came in a chopper.
What's that noise
it's
on 50, the roof?
It's 57, though. So, in other words, they're expecting okay.
You think it'll move
that's like
the
a
week?
30 to 27. I don't know.
You sure you don't?
What's the spread, Jim?
Six.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, right at six?
Six and a half.
What's that do for you?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
No.
I picked the Steelers to cover, though.
There we go.
What's my record, Matt? I'm like 80 games under 500 with our picks.
So
I'm the last, but anyway, it shapes up as a high scoring game. But didn't we all think? I mean, the weather was halfway decent for the Patriots and Steelers,
nice,
and we thought it was going to be
decent, as good as you can get in mid December
right.
in Pittsburgh.
And
absolutely.
So I think we all expected to have the score twice as much as
it's
what
it's a 31-27 game.
All right, coming up next, we talk.
Well, that's 58. You got to go over.
I just told you I'm taking the under.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.